Good morning. So where is God? Most folk will reply, God is everywhere. Some of course will say, nowhere, because he doesn't exist. But if God exists, folk tend to think that if he's anywhere, he's everywhere. I believe that he exists, but I do not believe that he is everywhere. I don't believe God is in some people's hearts. I don't believe God is in the Taliban bomb-making department AGM meeting. I don't believe God is in the self-harm drug-taking underground activity. I don't believe God is in cancer, cruelty and crime. I humbly suggest that God is anywhere he chooses to be, but not everywhere. Everywhere leaves him no discretion. Even we have the discretion to choose our friends and go where we want to. Why shouldn't God? Especially as the creator and runner of the show. It's his world, he can do what he likes. If God was everywhere, it would not mean anything special to claim that he was at my wedding. Of course, dear, he's at everybody's wedding. But I wanted him to be special at my wedding. When we have a puppy, it's nice to see the puppy freely choose to come over and jump up into our lap. It loses something if the puppy routinely gives everyone in the room a minute each. We like to be personal. The other thing about puppies is the fact that you cannot make them jump into your lap for a cuddle, so it is lovely when they freely choose to come. So surely God, the creator of puppies and heaven and earth, is as free as them to come to us or not come to us. So when he does come to us, we feel very honoured and specially loved. One last thought. A little girl who believed in God had a dad who did not. He wrote in big letters above her bed, God is nowhere. The wee girl was not upset because she read the same sign slightly differently, putting in a small pause in the middle of the word nowhere, so it read, God is now here. And it's especially good news because he doesn't have to be.